Hi. One of the most startling and encouraging passages of Scripture comes from the New Testament book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. In that passage, the Apostle Paul is writing, and in verse 20, he writes this: I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Now that is a radical statement, don't you think? That is a startling statement. Christ who lives in me. In the Bible, in the New Testament, what we learn is that when a person comes to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, when a person surrenders their life, comes to Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of their life, casting themselves on the mercy of God, well, that person's sin is laid upon Jesus Christ, and it is nailed to the cross of Christ. It is crucified on the cross of Jesus Christ. So, in the mind of God, that sin has been crucified. That sin has died. That sin has been satisfactorily dealt with. The guilt of that sin has been satisfactorily dealt with in the mind of God, and that miracle opens the door to the forgiveness of sins. Now, that's a miracle for sure, but it opens the door for another miracle, and that miracle is Christ in us. The Apostle Paul is saying that it is no longer he that lives, but it is Christ Jesus who has come to live inside of him. And as I say, it's a very radical statement. When I first began to think about these things, I thought, how silly, how ridiculous, actually, to think that Jesus Christ would come and live inside of me. But then I began to see that the Apostle Paul wasn't speaking in physical terms at all. He's speaking in spiritual terms. He's speaking of the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God coming to live within the lives of believers, those who follow Jesus Christ. A miracle of miracles for sure. Now, we shouldn't think of this as some sort of inspiration that someone would receive from the memory of someone who had passed long ago. You may have met someone or encountered someone who spoke in this way, saying that they were so inspired by their fond memory of someone who had passed that they felt as if the presence of that person were right with them in some particular event or occasion. But the Apostle Paul is not talking about that. He's not talking about a fond memory. The Apostle is teaching, God is teaching through the Apostle, that in very real terms, in a very real way, in truth, the Spirit of God comes to literally live inside the life, inside the heart, if you would, the heart of the believer. And that residency, that presence of the Spirit in the life of the believer transforms that believer's life. It's not the believer transforming their own life, it's the Spirit of God working within who transforms. So this is so encouraging, this empowerment that comes from God into the life of the believer. And that's what the Apostle Paul is speaking of when he says, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The Apostle Paul was accomplishing and experiencing things he never dreamed of, great things that he never dreamed of in his life. And all of that was a result of the empowerment of God working inside of him. Now, there's a lot more to say about this, but this is my point for today. It seems like in the world that we live in today, and so much of daily life, so much of it is wasted on dealing with ungodliness, dealing with the consequences and dysfunctions of ungodliness. Just think about it. Addictions, anger, greed, exploitation of other human beings, abuse, intractable conflict, slander. All of these things would fall under the umbrella of the biblical term of ungodliness. Ungodliness leading to all kinds of dysfunction in our life. And as I say, it just seems like we really waste a lot of our life dealing with that ungodliness, either in our own lives or either dealing with the consequences of ungodliness in the lives of other people around us. Well, here's the good news. God has a solution to that issue. God's solution is that the Spirit of God would come into the life of those who cling to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin. The Spirit of God would come into the life of those people and help us move past that ungodliness. Are we ever sin-free in this life? No, but we're progressively moving further and further away from the sin that bogs us down, that tears us down, and we're living towards more godliness, and we're living towards more Christ-likeness. We're living into the purpose of God for our life to be more like Jesus Christ. And we're not doing that in our own strength. We're doing that in the empowerment of God living within us. We have a responsibility personally in our life for sure, but it is God living in us to transform us, to shape us so that we can move beyond those dysfunctions, that ungodliness that holds us back and keeps us from reaching the potential that God wants for our life. So the good news, my friend, is that with Jesus and the forgiveness of sin, a new door is open. A door is open to live in newness of life. And that is a very true reality because the Spirit of God is coming into the life of the believer and making it possible. Not done in human strength, not done in the flesh, it's done in the Spirit, living in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, living with the Spirit of God, living inside of us. And as I say, when we grasp hold of Jesus, when we take that first step, reaching out to Jesus, clinging to Jesus for the forgiveness of sin, casting ourselves on the mercy of God, well, God is so pleased to come into our life, transform us, and shape us, and help us to move into living in newness of life. And that, my friend, is freedom. A great encouragement for me today, and perhaps for you.